Election chaos fears have preppers stockpiling survival food. In case of an election night doomsday, preppers are running up sales of emergency survival food. They said, while sales for long-term food typically see an increase around natural disasters and elections, this is more intense than what we saw in 2012. This is the VP of marketing for My Patriot Supply. They manufacture and sell survival food. They have everyone they can on the phones, and they are overwhelmed. The meals sold by the plastic bucket or tote bin are typically dehydrated or freeze-dried food in sealed military-grade Mylar packs. Here's a picture of some of the buckets, what they look like. So why are people doing this? What's feeding this new urgency? Survivalist consumers say they're preparing for post-election unrest that could involve everything from massive riots to power grid outages to the total collapse of the financial system, where a can of food becomes currency. And some of the people doing this are school teachers, moms, successful financial planners. And it's not just limited to rural areas. Frederick Reddy, a 41-year-old urban prepper from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, is stocking up on staples like rice and peanut butter and working on expanding his 6-month supply of emergency food to 2 years. He has to use a pseudonym to protect his supply from any future hungry neighbors, he told NBC News. So that's not his real name. He's using a fake name. Reddy predicts a Trump win that has the urban poor revolting across the nation and the imposition of martial law to quell riots and the burning of businesses. But he's also getting ready for the possibility of a Clinton victory that he says could lead to conflict with Russia and World War III in 2017. Either way, Freddy's ready with both supplies and a word of advice. At a minimum, stock up your cabinets as if you knew a hurricane was coming, he said. It'll be like a hurricane that could touch every city in America. A lot of people think either way this election goes, it's gonna be chaos. So let me know what you think about this in the comments below. And if you're new, be sure to subscribe to the channel and stay tuned for more videos. Thanks for watching.